Welcome to Sabbatical 101. My name is Bethany Walensky, and I'm an associate professor at Michigan State University. I had a life-changing sabbatical, and I'm on a mission to help fellow academics do the same. This podcast is a resource for all things academic sabbaticals. Each episode will provide you with inspiration and insight into the sabbatical planning process, regardless of your institution, discipline, length of sabbatical, or where you plan to sabbatical. I'm so excited to have you along for the ride.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for listening today. This is going to be a short episode, and I said that I wasn't going to air an episode this week, but I've been thinking a little bit about the timeline so far of my business, which I started in May 2024, and I just wanted to share some of the highlights because I'm really proud of how the business has grown. And I'm also so grateful to everyone who has scheduled a call with me, who's helped me with my market research when I was learning about the challenges folks face in planning their sabbatical. I am enjoying being a sabbatical coach so much, but I couldn't have done it without all the wonderful people who have believed in me and also just been willing to put their trust in me to help guide them in their sabbatical planning. So I just want to share a little bit with you all about what I've been up to over the past 10 months now. And maybe if you're someone who's been listening and you have a sabbatical on the horizon and you've been, you know, clicking on that discovery call button on my website and you haven't quite taken the plunge yet because you have some questions, perhaps this episode will help give you just a little more insight into who I'm serving and the kinds of things that I'm focused on in my business. So here we go. Like I said, I launched my company in May 2024. I worked with an amazing coach, Jason Gracia, who is the founder and CEO of a company called Swift Sites, SWYFT. And I initially contacted Jason to help me create a website. And then fortunately, I was able to join his bootcamp, where within 3 weeks, I built my business and had my first paying client. So a shout out to that first paying client. You were the one who really took the biggest risk on me. And I hope that you are enjoying your sabbatical and it's as amazing as you hoped it would be. So since that time, I have worked with or am working with now 14 clients, and I have 3 more clients starting the program this summer with me. My program is called Reignite Your Life-Changing Sabbatical, and that's my signature sabbatical planning program. I also have another program that I offer called Sabbatical Rescue, which is for folks who are already on sabbatical and either don't have a plan or need to adjust and course correct. Of my 14 clients, 2 have completed their sabbaticals. I have 6 clients whose sabbaticals are currently underway. I work with folks in a variety of disciplines. So I am in a department of teacher education. I do work with a number of folks in education, but I also work with clients in social work, anthropology, biology, global commerce, public health, English, and library sciences. I also work with clients from a range of different institutions, University of Alabama, Denison College, Bethel College, UC Davis, Georgetown University, Earlham College, UMass Amherst, Kansas State, Florida State, and Loyola University of Chicago. And of course, I have had several clients from my institution, Michigan State University. I've also really enjoyed creating this podcast, Sabbatical 101, which I hope has been helpful to you as you think ahead to or as you are on sabbatical. And this is my 28th podcast episode. I started the podcast in August as a way to provide resources that I thought were currently not there for academics. So if you're enjoying this podcast and listening, I appreciate you so much. There have been almost 1,000 downloads of the podcast, which just makes me feel really proud. And every day I hear from potential clients who say that they found me through my podcast. And it really makes my day when someone says they've listened to my podcast or even they've binged on my podcast. It just makes me so happy that this thing that I'm putting out into the world is resonating with a number of people. So that's what I have for you today. Just a little insight into my program and like I said, I would be so happy to have a 30-minute Zoom call with you. And what we do in that session is I ask a lot of questions about you. I hear about your sabbatical and also about the ecology of your life, just kind of who your people are, what department and field you're in, what are the opportunities and the constraints that surround your sabbatical. And then I tell you about the programs that I offer, and we see if we would be a good fit to work together. Right now, I'm publishing this in mid-March 2025. I do have a few more spots open for summer 2025, and I am enrolling also for my program for people who want to work with me in the fall of 2025. So if you have a sabbatical coming up, I would love to hear from you. Please head over to my website, www.bethanywilinski.com. And I'll put the link in the show notes because I know my last name can be challenging to spell. So hope you're having a great March. And next week, I'll be back with a regular episode. Take care.
I hope you found this episode of Sabbatical 101 helpful and inspirational as you think about your own sabbatical. If you want to read more about sabbaticals or get even more support for planning your own life-changing sabbatical, head over to my website, www.bethanywilinski.com, to read my blog and for more information about my sabbatical coaching program.